is weighing Chung Dance Hall Days. 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy in the studio. Kelly Larson from Sweet Temptations, Fortino's, ice cream for breakfast tomorrow. This is a national thing, isn't it?
Good morning, and yes, it's the best holiday of the year, Mary Ellen. She's playing with my mic. I talk too loud always.
No.
Yeah, lots to talk about. It's a national holiday. I mean, who would think eat ice cream for breakfast
today? I know.
So we throw quite a party. Come in your PJs. I have some really great ice cream PJs. I used to have ice cream slippers, but I'm not sure
really
what I did with them. Yes.
I actually have a girlfriend that when we would go out, she would spend the night, and then I'd wake up on Saturday morning, and she'd be eating ice cream in the morning.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay, so talk to me about the flavors.
Well, that's the best part about making our own ice cream is we can develop what we want.
Okay, because you can't just throw anything into a vanilla and think it's going to stick, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So go ahead.
Our featured flavors are cereal milk, where we actually take our ice cream milk and soak it in Fruit Loops overnight. So, and then throw that in the machine, turn it into ice cream, and put more Fruit Loops in it. So if you're a Fruit Loops girl or boy, that's yours. I do like cereal milk, so I love it.
Okay.
I love junk cereal in general.
Yeah.
And then we made a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which is just a really great cinnamon flavor. Last year, we made it a little too spicy. So this year, I toned down the cinnamon, and it's just perfect with Cinnamon Toast Crunch in it. Then, of course, we have a pure coffee, a nice decadent coffee. So that's more of a grown-up flavor. Hot chocolate ice cream, as well as the maple bacon, where I take 2 pounds of bacon per tub of ice cream. And, of course, I had to candy the bacon. So the bacon's candied, and then we put it in the ice cream. So there's some really nice big chunks of candied bacon in it.
Wonderful.
And then we serve that on either waffles, like a Belgian waffle. Or a donut sundae kind of thing. Or you can eat it in a cone or a bowl. Whatever you want to do, we're going to be there for you.
Now, are you selling quarts of these at all?
I have pints made.
Pints made. Okay.
Yep, you can definitely come and get that too. Most people like to come, like families come. It's crazy.
I love this.
We have the first 50, we open at 8.
Okay.
So the first 50 have a special prize, and then we give away things all morning long. Definitely come in your PJs. That gives you a little bit better shot at getting a prize just to, you know, put that out there as well.
I love it. Tell me about your vanilla and why it's so special, because you've won awards for your vanilla ice cream.
What
makes this so special?
The vanilla.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's all the ingredients, isn't it? And you could even put vanilla on a waffle or a donut tomorrow with some fresh frozen strawberry topping or something like that would be delicious as well. But yes, we've been working on making our ice cream better over the last few years, and I've gotten it tested by our North American Ice Cream Association, and they've certainly helped elevate what we do and how we do it. And then I also wanted to give a plug because I can't do anything alone down here, right?
Right.
Everybody downtown loves to be involved. So I was talking to my friends downtown, and they've put together an ice cream scavenger hunt for kiddos or families afterwards. And so you can pick up a card at Sweet Temptations and then afterwards go downtown and do an ice cream scavenger hunt. Then you turn your card in at Matt Kite and there's more prizes available. I love our community, and we work together to make things better and more fun for everyone.
I want to job shadow with you sometime. I'm actually serious. I want to come and watch you make ice cream sometime.
I would love to have you.
I would be fascinated by
this. We'll have a Mary Ellen on the road.
Well, I'm thinking my wheels are spinning. I'm thinking a summer flavor that I could tie in. We'll figure that out on our time.
I love it.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Love to have people in and watch the process. It's pretty. And we do have a window at Sweet Temptation. So every day in the summer, we make ice cream every day. You can come and watch.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
We need to get you in more here in the WGHN studio. Kelly Larson from Sweet Temptations, National Ice Cream Day tomorrow. You open at 8. How late are you open tomorrow?
We're open till 8 at night, but the ice cream for breakfast goes 8 a.m. till noon.